Are you a man looking for an intensive program to help you overcome sexually addictive behaviors? Gateway to Freedom is your answer. Gateway to Freedom is a three-day workshop for men seeking to overcome any destructive sexual habits. Whether married, single, or divorced, Gateway to Freedom will help men regain hope for a new life of purity and real contentment. The workshop is conducted by experts in the field of sexual addiction recovery with decades of combined experience. Read testimonials of workshop alumni at gatewaymen.com. Get all the info and register online at gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm the founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop. I want to personally invite you to register for our next workshop coming up January 13th through the 15th in Texas in the lovely Hill Country. So call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY. That's 1-800-497-8748. Or visit gatewaymen.com.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. My name is Jonathan. I'm so glad you've decided to join us today. You know, today we're going to share part two of a talk that I gave earlier this year to encourage men at a local church to live lives of purity and purpose. But, you know, before we dive into that and air the talk, I just want to share an update with you on our ministry's financial position. I did this last week, and I want to give you an additional update. You know, at the beginning of our year-end appeal last month, we had a need of $47,000 in order to end the year strong and keep all of our ministry services afloat and thriving. And I'm really excited to report that even since last week, you know, last week I said we've received nearly $20,000 of that need. Well, now we've received a little bit more than $20,000 of that need. So we praise the Lord for our listeners and our ministry partners that have responded. And I just want to ask you to prayerfully consider how God might want you to partner with us as we finish this year and launch into 2017. If you'd like to help us with a year-end gift, simply go to give.bebroken.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-497-8748. Again, that's give.bebroken.com or 1-800-497-8748. You know, we appreciate your support and especially your prayers. Well, here's today's episode on part two of the three P's of purity. I hope it inspires and equips you to live every day with sexual integrity. Keep pressing on.
So we've got the principles, we've got the process. Now, what are some daily practices? And I've broken this down kind of into two primary categories here of what the daily practices are. One is the Word. So that first blank there is the Word. This is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. There is one thing that I have seen consistently. When I do little straw polls, like if I speak to a men's group or whatever, if I happen to do a little straw poll, I'm not necessarily going to do it here, because usually I do it if I know guys a little bit better, because I don't want to put anybody on the spot here today. I already know that this is often an uncomfortable topic. But when I do these straw polls and I ask guys, okay, who is in the Word daily? You know, you get a few hands that go up. And then, you know, people, and then the rest of the guys, they're not in the Word daily. It's interesting when you start asking those guys how well they're doing in managing their sexual temptations, how well they're doing managing their sexuality. There's quite a difference in the guys who are in the Word daily, meaning the mouth of God is opening, He's speaking to me. In other words, relating, not just saying, hey, what's the Hebrew and the Greek and the Aramaic? You know, there's a difference between whether or not we're connecting with the Word versus just studying it like any other textbook. there's a reason for that. This is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. There is power in the Word. And so I want to tell you the two areas in which the Word has the greatest effect in your life for making you more into the image of Christ and being able to bear His image well in the world. The first area is the mind. The mind. So the mind is a key area that the Word affects. A fairly familiar passage within the church is Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world. What's this world? It's the pornified culture we live in. Don't be conformed to the pornified society we live in. Instead, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Guys, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. How do we renew our minds? We wash it in the Word of God. We get the Word of God in us. You know what? This is one of the greatest ways that you and I can battle temptation in our minds. We're told in the Word to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Jesus Christ. Where does the enemy attack us when it comes to our sexuality? In the mind. That's the first point of attack. You see, it doesn't always have to be an external temptation. It doesn't have to be what you're necessarily physically looking at. The enemy can attack your mind. He can bring up maybe some of those historical moments where you saw pornography. He can bring up some of those traumas from your history. He can bring up those things to try to cause you to be tempted to cross that line into fantasizing and into taking and allowing your sexual lust to run rampant. One of the ways we attack that is by getting into the Word of God, or more appropriately, getting the Word of God into you. Because the more the Word of God is in our lives, guess what? We're going to start living according to that. Did you know that every single decision that you and I make begins in the mind? I've spent the last 17 years trying to figure out if there's one decision that I could make, one act of my will that doesn't begin in the mind. I haven't found one yet. That makes this pretty important, doesn't it? It makes what we're allowing to camp out in our heads really important. So the more that we can have the Word of God in our minds, the more we can be ready to attack those temptations before they even get a chance to get us down the road. This is very practical. I'm going to submit to you that every day you need to be in the Word. But you know what? I want to give you a tool that can help you with that. We have a free 40-day e-course. It's on our website at bebroken.com. It's our 40-day e-course. What it is for 40 consecutive days, you will get a devotional at 6 a.m. in the morning. You don't have to read it at 6 a.m. I'm just saying you'll get it at 6 a.m. You'll get this devotional every single day, and what it does, it helps you focus your mind. It's got a piece, it's got a passage from the Word. It's got a thought and some questions to ask just to get you focused and saying, where is my mind going to be pointed today regarding my sexual integrity? And so that's just a tool that you could use. Go to bebroken.com. And on the 40-day e-course, you can get that. Another thing that the Word affects in our lives as it pertains to living a life of sexual integrity is the heart. So that next line there is heart. So the Word is powerful in our mind and our heart. Psalm 119 says this, verse 9 through 11. How can a young man keep his way pure? And by the way, I would just say, how can any man keep his way pure? Because this doesn't just apply to young men, what he's about to say. By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart, I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. There is a direct connection between the Word of God in our heart and what we do about sin. See, too many times what guys have done is in their dutiful religiosity of saying, I'm going to check my box of getting into the Bible, not necessarily getting the Word into me, is I'm going to check this box. I may even do some memorization, but it's very heady, very academic. And so there's a disconnect from the heart. Did you know that actually, the Hebrew word that's often used for heart can actually mean bowels. It's kind of weird, you know? It's like meaning the deepest part of your being. We can also consider it the soul. So it's saying, with my whole soul, I'll seek you. I've stored up your word in my bowels, in the deepest part of me, in my soul, so that I might not sin against you. Guys, are you allowing the word of God to get to the deepest part of you? Are you allowing it to sink into your heart? The Bible tells us that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you know what that means? What's on the inside in the deepest part of us will eventually show up in our actions. So guys, if you want to be as convicted as I was the first time that I started this journey of dealing with my sexual impurity, I remember a guy telling me, he said, oh, you know what you actually believe is what you do. I was like, whoa, wait a second. What are you talking about? No, I believe in the gospel. I believe in the word of God. He says, well, your life is not showing that at all. And I was incredibly convicted because what it was showing was what was in my heart, what was in the deepest part of me was secrets and impurity and selfishness. And guess what? The word will begin to expel that. As you let the word of God sink in, you will realize that we have a God who is full of steadfast love. He's slow to wrath. He is full of mercy and justice. And as that word begins to get deep into the deepest part of who you are, guess where your actions will go? They'll start to live out that way. You will start to be a man of mercy. You will start to be a man of justice. You will start to be a man of purity. Because now this is in the deepest part of you. So the word is a daily practice. Let me tell you some places that I think in the Word are really good places to start in terms of living as a man of integrity. One is, guys, get into the Proverbs every single day. Proverbs is a book of wisdom. And guys, in the culture in which we live, where, man, there are so many things that are pulling at us from many different ways, so many ideas about what's right and what's wrong, so much political correctness, all these kind of lines of division, we, as followers of Jesus, need wisdom. And so getting into the Proverbs every day helps you gain some of that wisdom of how do we make decisions in life. Also, I'm going to encourage you to get into the Psalms. The Psalms are packed with heart. They're packed with emotion, especially the Psalms of David. Man, he lets it all out. And guys, sometimes we have this false notion that we've got to keep all these things in. Not only from each other, but even from God. And guys, part of the ways that we grow as a man of integrity is we realize we have to get these things out. God is not going to be shaken by your anger. God is not going to be shaken by your pain. He's not going to be shaken by your frustration. He's where you need to take that. But I also think you need to take that with a few safe brothers. That you can just say, listen, I've got to process through this. And the Psalms can help you do that because really they're songs and they're poems. They're ways that where emotion was able to be expressed. And then I really encourage you in the New Testament to spend time in Ephesians. Ephesians is a great book for understanding your identity in Christ and the grace of God. Do you know that the first three chapters of Ephesians, there's not a single command? So you're not asked to do anything in the first three chapters of Ephesians. It's all about who you already are in Christ. Saying that you're seated in the heavenlies, that you've been given the Holy Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing your inheritance, that you've been saved by grace, and that you've been made for good works. All these things are already true about who you are. So we need to get the word in our lives on a daily basis so that our minds and our hearts are transformed. The next daily practice that's really important, the next category there, is the body. So we've got the word, but we've also got the body. What do I mean by the body? Well, first, we've got the physical body. I think that's the thing that we might be able to identify with the most in terms of this struggle that we're facing is, man, it just feels like it just takes over my body. It's like I can't resist these urges. It's just powerful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're told this in verses 9 and 20. By the way, this is the same passage that tells us to flee from sexual immorality. But it says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. One practical thing that you can do every single day is to look in the mirror and say this, This body is a rental. You know what? If you're a follower of Jesus, if He has saved you by the blood of the cross, you don't own your body. See, so many times we want to just make the salvation that we've been promised from God a spiritual thing. Meaning, oh yeah, well, you know, we're promised that eternal home in heaven, right? Where then my soul will go to heaven and I'll be with God forever. Guess what? He bought the whole package. His payment on the cross paid for the full redemption of you, body included, meaning your body is His. He's saying, and not only that, He's saying it's His right now. He's decided to put His very spirit in your body to live. So the question that we have to ask each other each and every day regarding our bodies is this house worthy of the Creator? Or do I have some closets that I've got closed? Have I got some rooms that I don't want access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? So we need to think in terms of our body. One way we can do this practically is thinking of our eyes. How are we managing our eyes when it comes to managing our body, managing our sexuality? The most common avenue through which we see men in the modern culture struggling with pornography and other sexual temptations is through the internet. The internet is by far the most accessible and anonymous and affordable means for people to get pornography. I mean, you can literally carry it around in your pocket. And so there's this, and because of the anonymity, because it used to be that, you know, 25 years ago, there were some challenges that you had to going and getting pornography. You didn't have it in your home. You didn't have it in your pocket. You actually had to take some risks to like go to the corner store or maybe go to a seedy part of town or whatever to try to find pornography. And so that was a deterrent. Now it's so accessible that you can find it anywhere. So how do we guard our eyes? One thing I'm going to suggest to you that is if you have internet access on any device that is unaccountable, meaning you either don't have some kind of filter or you don't have some way for somebody else to know what you are looking at on the internet, then you need to make yourself accountable. And I mean, technologically, you need to make yourself accountable. Certainly, we need to be accountable in terms of talking to other men and sharing with them where we're struggling. But I'm saying, if you have any device that is not protected or that you're not accountable on, you need to make yourself accountable. One of the easy ways to do this is through a service like Covenant Eyes. I have Covenant Eyes in my house, so on my home computer, all of my kids and my wife and I all have it on our phones. Our entire ministry, all of our computers in our ministry have Covenant Eyes on them. Now, what does this Covenant Eyes do? Guess what? We have the service that means we could go anywhere we want on the internet. It's not a filter. But guess what? Anywhere I go on the internet, there's three or four other people that know exactly where I'm going on the internet. It's called being accountable. So what it does is, if I go anywhere on the internet, there's a report that my accountability partners, including my wife, can go look at it anytime. And so it doesn't just say if there's something that went wrong, like if there's a line that was crossed, it literally gives an account of every single place I've gone on the internet. You want to have a second thought about what you're doing on the internet? Get accountable. Don't make it so easy for your eyes to look at things that are impure. Make yourself accountable. And by the way, if you would like to try that out, we have actually in your packet, there is information on Covenant Eyes. And if you use the code BEBROKEN, you can get 30 days free just to try it out, just to see what it's like. But physically, our eyes, we need to manage our bodies well. And one way we can do that is through being accountable on the internet through something like Covenant Eyes. The second place there, so again, daily practices, we've got the word, we've got the body, and under body we've got physical, and we've also got spiritual. Spiritual. What are we doing daily in terms of connecting and communing with the body of Christ? With the body of Christ. Regarding our sexual integrity. See, a lot of times what men want to do is they want to try to gather information, they want to try to create a formula, and then they want to try to implement it alone. Guess what the success rate is for that model? Eventually, it's zero. Now, the reason I say eventually it's zero is because some guys who have stronger personalities and maybe stronger willpower can go a little longer than guys that don't. But the bottom line is anything that you are trying to do in your growth as a man of integrity, as your growth in bearing God's image, that disconnects you from the body of Christ will ultimately fail. And the reason is this. If you look throughout the entire New Testament, if you take conservative estimates, there's about 38 what we would call one another verses that are pertaining to the body of Christ. We're called to love one another. We're called to pray for one another. We're called to bear one another's burdens. We're called to confess our sins to one another. All these one another verses. What does that mean? From God's perspective, we are not to live isolated, disconnected, alone lives. You will not be a man of integrity if you try to do this all alone. So what are you doing on a daily basis to ensure that you are healthy spiritually, healthy in the body of Christ? One of the things that I think is very important is to plug into a group. Now, for guys who maybe are feeling like they're addicted or there's a stronghold, like it's, I can't break free from this, a support group can be very important. An addiction recovery group can be very important. And we've got about 25 to 30 groups around town that we're connected with that guys can immediately get plugged into, where there's confidentiality, where you can start to express yourself. These are groups that hold to a biblical worldview, so they're not having some other higher power than Jesus Christ. But you need to get plugged into a group where you're saying, okay, we're going to sharpen each other. But even if, let's say you're not in that addicted category, guess what? You still need to meet with other men about this issue. Not just a general like Bible study, but you need to have a few guys in your life that you are walking through life together, that you are going through this process of heal, grow, serve related to your sexual integrity, so that together you guys can get sharper on the journey. So guys, this is just a simple outline for being able to say, what are the foundational principles for living a life of integrity? These are timeless. They're not going to expire in your lifetime. They are true no matter what. And how are you stepping into the process of becoming a man of integrity? Like, where do you feel like you are? Do you need some healing in your life? Are you maybe more at a growth stage? Are you realizing, man, God, I'm doing well and I need to serve some others? But where do you need to step in there? And finally, how are you doing on your daily practices of being in the Word or really getting the Word in you, and then also dealing with your body, both your physical body as well as the spiritual body? This is something that I hope you will take home. In fact, there's two things I want to do before we close. One is I want you to take this sheet of paper and the packet that we gave you, and I want you to commit to before Monday morning, so you've got the rest of today and all day Sunday, to find a 10-minute window, just 10 minutes, to where you can get quiet, you can get by yourself with God, and you can go over this sheet again, go over some of the materials in the packet, and just pray to God and ask Him, what's my next bold step? What's my next bold step? One, sometimes guys feel so overwhelmed. They feel like maybe you're feeling this wave come over you of like, man, I have been in the dark for a while and I am really struggling and I don't know what to do. And it can start to feel very overwhelming. I'm asking you to find 10 minutes. Find 10 minutes to go over this before God, and then ask Him, what's my next bold step? The reason I say next bold step is because, guys, in order to grow as a man of integrity, in order to move forward as a man of integrity, it's essential that we exhibit courage. It does take courage. But here's what I want to encourage you with. Courage doesn't mean that you don't feel afraid. You will feel afraid. You're going to have apprehensions along the way. Courage is saying, I'm going to take the right step, even though I am afraid. That's courage. I am going to tell my story to somebody. I am going to plug into a group. I am going to put covenant eyes on my phone and on my computer. That takes courage. You might still feel afraid. You're like, how do I explain this to my wife? How do I talk to them? You're going to have a lot of questions. But take the next bold step and see if God does not honor you for honoring Him. Did you know He makes that promise in His Word? He says, if you honor me, I will honor you. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to pull out this card. This is our follow-up response card. We want every single man in here to fill this out because this is not sectioning anybody off. We are all men who all need to take a next bold step. It doesn't matter where we are in the journey. We all need to take a next step. What this does is it allows us to just know where you are in the journey so that we can help you take that next bold step. So I want everybody to fill this out. All we ask for is your name, your email, phone number's optional. And then just check which one of these applies to you. You could say, I'm struggling and want help for myself. And by the way, these all come just to us, just to our ministry, and they're confidential. These are not going to get posted anywhere. This allows us to make a direct contact with you no matter where you're at. You could also say, I want resources to help me grow in my integrity. Maybe you're just saying, I don't really know what kind of resources there are, and are there some things that could help me just grow in some of those principles that you shared? The third one there is I want to help others who are struggling. Maybe you feel like God is tugging on your heart and saying, you have something of value to offer to others in your growth and purity, and we can help you know how to do that. And then finally, maybe you just want to learn more about our ministry. So check any one of those or combination of the four, and then we're going to collect these cards before we leave. And that way you can know that we're on your team. If you struggle with knowing what that next bold step is, at least you now know that there's a group of people here in San Antonio, we're just up in Garden Ridge, that can now help you with some of those next steps. Because guys, we are all on the same journey. We are all in process of being made more and more into the image of Jesus. Why? So that we can bear God's image well and that we can be salt and light to those around us. Do not be afraid of what you carry in the dark. Do not be afraid that God can't deal with it. You know, you heard from Jason. He carried secrets for a long time. My own story, I carried secrets for 13 years. I never would have dreamed, and I'm not being overly dramatic here, I never would have dreamed that I'd be doing what I'm doing now in my life. That never went on my radar. In fact, that was so far off my radar that I probably, you know, would have passed out if somebody had told me in the middle of my addiction that I would be doing this. You know, you're crazy. But here's the thing. God is a God who loves to bring life from death. He's a resurrection God. Whatever is killing you right now, or whatever is killing your progression to being a man of integrity, God can resurrect that. God can change that. God can overcome that. And so we want to encourage you in that. I'm really grateful to this church and their leadership for saying we want to make this something intentional that we bring to our men. Because I would go so far, guys, as to say that in this number of men right here, and again, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but I really do feel the Spirit is calling me to say this. In this number of men here in this room, if every single one of us took a next bold step in being more conformed into the image of Christ regarding how we manage our sexuality, I believe that in just this room with this number of men, a year from now, San Antonio will not look the same. If everyone in here committed to take the next bold step, you know why? Because a little more light would be shown into this area. A little more of the gospel would leak out into our communities, into our neighborhoods. And guys, isn't that what we all want anyway? We all want to see the Lord glorified. So let's take the next bold step.
Thank you for listening to our two-part series on the three P's of purity. If you'd like more help on your journey to greater integrity, please visit startingpoint.bebroken.com. And we look forward to having you back here again next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. God bless.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries.
Visit us online at puresexradio.com.